Hello everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat Scorpio. So I know it's been a long time since I've done a podcast, so I'm actually playing catch up. But anyway, this is an update to Bishop Lamar Whitehead. I'm kind of far behind. I'll be doing another podcast on him. But with this one, he is facing more charges. He is facing fraud charges now. He falsified papers to make it seem like he had money. He also used his LLC in his bank account to try to make it seem like he had a lot of money. But when they checked, the only thing that he had was $10. Are you freaking kidding me? $10 freaking. $10 freaking. Are you serious right now? So yeah, he's definitely gonna be facing fraud charges. He did all that trying to keep his house, trying to keep the mortgage going, but evidently he was lying on his paperwork and committed fraud. You can't lie on any governmental or state paperwork that's committing fraud. You would think, as smart as he's supposed to be, he would know that, but evidently he's finding that out now. Don't know when they will be arresting him for those charges, but yeah, he's going down for fraud. Fraud. Esther can't believe he only had $10 in his account. $10. Like, I don't know what was he gonna do with $10 except go and buy him some lunch or breakfast or something. I mean, it's just crazy. He's always trying to do things underhandedly, thinking that it's going to work out and nobody's gonna find out about it. He was already in court, I believe, for his housing, project housing, real estate, and he's still in trouble with that as well. He got a lot going on. He got charges after charges. He got federal charges. He's got fraud charges now. It's just crazy. He's also being sued for $5 million by Glory of God Ministries after he tried to illegally evict them out of their church. I mean, he got a whole lot going on. I don't know how he gonna do it. Then, on top of that, literally lying about being the son of Arthur Miller. We all know he's not the son of Arthur Miller. His daughter spoke on that on a YouTube content creator's channel. He could have at least took a DNA test to prove he was, but he obviously knew he was lying and refused to take the DNA test. So we know that he is not the son of Arthur Miller. But anyway, again, Lamar Whitehead is being charged with fraud against his house. He falsified paperwork for his mortgage and used his LLC. Had everybody thinking he had a whole lot of money, but instead, again, he only had $10. $10. I'm just wondering when they're gonna actually. When is he going to church for? I mean, church. When is he going to court for the federal charges that he has? I'm just wondering, because right now the stuff that he's doing, I'm pretty sure he's getting tired of all the lying that he's been doing, because it just keeps catching up with him. I wish he would start going live every single day and trying to defend himself, because he's looking mighty stupid, basically. But anyway, that is one of the updates that I have, is that he is being brought up on fraud charges. Anyway, y'all stay tuned for my next podcast. Y'all have a great day.